Welcome, welcome, welcome! Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 26. God damn. Oh man, with what is this, our third special guest now? Fourth? Number four?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm always special, but...
Shut up, motherfucker. Oh man, yes, we have Hunter on the podcast. Hunter, say hello.
Hello.
She looks so nervous right now.
I am nervous for some reason.
It's all good. It's nothing to be scared of here. So yeah, did you know Friday was Carl's birthday?
I saw, and yes, happy birthday.
He is 44 years young.
Thank you. I feel like I'm 84.
We had two parties for him. We went out to eat dinner, and then we had a diabetes day. We had everybody just bring whatever sweets they wanted, and we had, what, 8 pizzas?
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah, fucking, we posted it on Instagram.
But that's not a lot of pizza, you know.
Oh, no.
Depends on how many people.
Have you ever been to Sweets Paradise?
I went one time.
Yeah, Sweets Paradise is an all-you-can-eat sweet buffet, and Carl used to love that place.
Yep, I used to love that shit.
And the pizza place he wanted to eat at was closed or reserved out, so we ordered pizza, and then everybody just brought sweets for him. And
oh, that reminds me of, was it Shakey's?
Yeah, Shakey's Pizza. Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but with higher quality food.
And without the manager watching.
Oh, God, and the slow pizza's coming to us. Oh, dude, we ate so much yesterday, and then everyone had, like, a taste of, like, one sweet, and then that was it.
Yeah, the kitchen sink was a little overwhelming, right?
Yeah, the kitchen sink was a banana split that Andrew and Junko made. Oh, it was just monstrous.
But thank you for everyone who, like, came out for my birthday and stuff, and, I look forward to my next one now.
Yeah, he's, we got him, like, a brain drain electricity thing for...
They got me a TDS machine.
What's that? What is it? What is
it? Transdirect cranial stimulation. So it's a machine to like heighten learning, like to improve learning. So thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah.
And then on Friday we went out to Wolfgang, and Anthony said, "Oh, he was so nervous. Like, do I have to put out? Do I have to fuck Carl tonight?"
Yo, like the place we went to was everything was starting at like $100 something a person, and I was like, if I brought somebody here, I'm getting laid 100% for sure. And so Grace paid for me, and I'm like, oh fuck, do I have to put the booty out now? Like, I was so worried. I was like, I'm sorry. Please don't screw me. I don't want to be gang raped. It was just, it was good though. They had lobster, steak, fucking mashed potato. Oh god, it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm still kind of feeling the effects from like yesterday, the day before, and all that shit. So I want to get back to getting lean. Let's get lean.
Yeah. It's the same old story.
Same old story.
Oh, man. So, Hunter, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Yeah.
What are you all about, Miss Hunter?
What are you doing? We may or may not have talked shit about you on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But since you don't listen, it's all good.
No, I listened actually to all of them except for the last one.
Okay, then I'm safe.
So, yeah, I was just... you know, I downloaded the podcast app just to listen to your guys' podcast, actually.
Thank you.
Well, it wouldn't work on my cell phone otherwise.
Oh.
So, yeah. But that's fine, because I got a new phone after my shit got stolen.
So why are you in Japan? Let's start with that.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I hate that question. Why are you
in Japan? It's a legit... Did you come out here for work? Were you here studying?
I came originally for work.
Okay.
And I was in Izumo in Shimane Prefecture. And for those who don't know, Izumo is... During October is Kanatsuki, which means there's no gods anywhere. Except in Izumo, they all are there. So it's Kami Aritsuki. They all come from a conference. And there's
the gods conference?
Yeah. There's like a...
I didn't get the memo.
October, it's really crowded, but it's pretty cool. They thought it was legend for the longest time, but there was this shrine that was up on a pillar, up like 14 floors, like you had to go up a bunch of stairs. And they just a couple years ago found remnants of the pillar. So before they just thought the illustrations, it was just
fake or something.
Yeah,
this folklore, but
they're
actually finding shit.
Yeah, they're actually finding stuff. And I didn't know this until after I moved, but Izumo Taisha, the Izumo Shrine, is the Enmusubi Shrine, which means it's for couples. And so...
So I can never go there? Well, that's all I'm hearing.
I used to go with my coworker when we did... I was an English teacher. And so on our Sunday, we would go to the winery because they would have free wine. And it was really bad wine, but it was free.
So we could get faded.
Yeah, they had punch bowls. And
what
you would
is
just...
this with all religions and fucking alcohol?
No, the
it's the blood
wasn't,
of it.
Wasn't related.
Oh,
it was
okay,
just on the way to the shrine. And
oh,
then we'd go to the shrine and pray. But it was always like for health or studying or something like that. But then...
Lame.
I mean, you would see sometimes couples for photo shoots, like wedding couples, but that's typical. You see that sometimes with Desai food too.
Yeah.
So I didn't think anything of it.
So you came out here and did that?
I mean, I did that, and then I wanted to do 2 years and then go back to school, but my branch school downsized, and my contract was the first up. So then they offered me a job at the main office to make textbooks, because I was helping at the time making a textbook with the main office people. And
I've never known any of this stuff about you, and I've known you for years.
I'm like,
holy shit, who the fuck is this?
I don't know if the textbook was ever made. There was a problem where children, when they're transitioning from children's side to the adult side, there was a big language gap.
Mm-hmm.
And because the children's side is more game-oriented and activities are shorter, adult side is more conversation where you just sit and talk about something, or you practice the target language in different ways. So it was harder for kids to keep up, and it was kind of overwhelming. So we were trying to make like a bridge, basically. So like textbook for in between. I don't know what happened with that, because I decided just to go back to school earlier instead of, I didn't want to have to move to Okuyama, because that's where the main office is.
That's Hiroshima, right?
Halfway.
Well, it's close to Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Yeah, my little sister used to go there.
Yeah, they have that Naked Man Festival.
Yeah,
the
dudes
right
with the butt naked, like, run or something, marathon run.
Oh,
oh, that's why.
I don't want to see that.
But, she's like, oh, too many dicks in the kitchen. Yep.
No, it's...
you've seen a lot of dicks.
She likes some young guys. Come on.
No, I've been to, in Beppu with friends years ago, I've been to the Coed Onsen, the mud one. And guys have to get into the co-ed area outside, they have to walk. And you'd think they'd cover themselves, and they don't.
They're
and
proud.
They're showing you the good stuff.
Oh, God, it's awful.
Hey, girl, what you
it's
doing?
Like, it's like hot garbage. It's like no one
Poor
you want to see naked. It's like old people and stuff. And like people with pubes longer than like their junk.
Why is it like whenever there's like a new beach and you're all excited about it,
it's
and then you go, it's like all like,
oh, your coke looks like it's gonna fall over.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. But yeah, it looks really bad. It's like,
man, it's only in pornos where like the nude beach is like fucking excellent. Real nudists, they're like, no, they're normal ass people.
Two really cute girls, maybe in their 20s, and they were trying to show off. They're up on this rock and they had towels wrapped around themselves so they weren't showing anything, but they were taking the mud and putting it on their face, and the mud is dirty because people have like body hair that shed, and there's like stuff.
Whatever's on your body comes off in the mud, and these fools are putting it on their face.
Yeah,
so
I was just like, no.
The law of transference.
I went with two Chinese girls and two Japanese guys, and one of the guys was dating one of the Chinese girls, and I didn't know we were going to do co-ed. I just thought we were going to onsen. But then when I got in the car, they're like, we're going to co-ed. How do you feel about that? And I'm like, oh, gumbani ma.
Now that they got you.
Yeah, I know. And I had like no sleep because I had been at a drinking thing at a dining bar.
Oh, we're going to get more into that later. The stories of her drinking.
So like, I just wanted to sleep on the in the car ride because it was from Kudame all the way to, you know, Beppu. We drove.
So it's like a couple hours.
Yeah. And but people kept asking me questions, you know, about America and stuff.
Yeah. So how long have you been out here? Just how many years?
Around 10 years.
Oh, so you're around the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we actually met Hunter at the gym, huh?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah, the first time you actually hung out with us was for his birthday. So this is like an anniversary
of... I don't even remember why I went to Total Workout in the first place.
I don't know.
I think Riku.
Oh yeah, Riku.
Okay, my friend Riku, he had me...
So what, like 5 years ago? Oh, he was fucking hilarious.
He was so sweet.
He was a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, I loved him, and like he was so sweet, and it was crazy because like he was doing private lessons because one of the trainers was buttering him up.
Oh, he used the gaydar.
Yeah, I knew he was gay. Like, it's obvious. And
I didn't know.
Shut up! This fool was blatantly gay. He used to be like, hi guys, what are we going to do today? He had the accent, he had a gay accent, and then he had a Chinese accent.
There's no such thing as a gay accent, dude.
What do you call it? Fuck you, a lisp. I don't know. Shit. Fuck you, man. Either way, you knew. He would say it like within the sentence, but that fool cracked me up.
Are you saying he was thirsty? Come on.
No, I'm just saying he was funny. Fuck you.
And I think, like, it was funny because the trainer tried to keep a distance because he'd say, like, oh, we can't give personal contact information. They do that.
Oh, of course. You don't know about what was it, Kenshin?
Okay. I heard from my friend who used to work there. She quit. But she's like, you don't want to mess with these people because they like sleep around with married.
Oh, we know.
Customers.
We had this handsome trainer. This dude was so cool. He used to talk to us and shit all the time.
Is he gone now?
Oh, he left. He left way before you joined.
He's at another gym.
I know, me too. But there was this beautiful girl who used to come in.
Girls.
But I mean, you know the one we're talking about.
Nana.
Yeah, she was the estate model or the esthetician or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, she stopped coming to the gym, and her mom came in and cussed out, like, I guess the staff because he gave her an STD.
Oh.
And he's married. So he was gone after that. I was like, holy shit. Dude, the gym, they used to talk to us so much before, remember?
Yeah.
When we first started going to that place, they were friendly with us. They would, like, chat with us. That was when, what was her name? Kanae was there. She was a hot girl, too.
She
Ori the tall chick. They used to be so cool with us. After that fool fucked up, they started getting distant, but... Hell yeah, you know those fools are fucking around. Like,
that's
duh.
Part of the job, though.
Of course. That's a benefit.
They have to keep people doing the private.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
doing their privates, you mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, the private lessons. Because they only do, like, two sets of anything. There's no way you're going to see any progress doing that if you're not working out on your own as well.
And it's expensive, too.
And it's expensive, yeah. And the more the stars, right, the more expensive the private is because the more experienced the trainer is. I think they all train the same, though, so I don't really understand the point of the stars.
I mean, how do you feel about their periodization that they use in Japan?
The what?
As far as their training.
Well, at Total Workout, it's not based on any, like certification. It's based on their gym standards. So I'm pretty sure it seems like what their main office tells them how to teach, they teach. Because they teach wrong, but they all teach the same way.
The same wrong.
Yeah. No, seriously, like, they teach, like, to do, what's this called again?
The triceps.
The triceps. They teach you to have your legs split, and you should have your legs, like, side to side, like, you know, shoulder.
That's what
apart.
I always wondered, because he taught me putting my legs together. So what you guys don't know is Hunter is, like, really into fitness.
Yes.
Well,
this chick is ripped.
Well, we'll post, if you guys don't have her, we'll post, like, her
we'll
Instagram
post
and stuff.
I mean,
is that okay?
The nude photos with all of us.
Can I approve the picture?
No.
How about the one where I have a heart over my face because I don't like
it? No, we're going to take a picture today because of the whole thing.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing
it. Oh, no one cares.
We'll find the picture. Don't worry about
you
it.
You can just hide behind me or Carl.
But
the way they train is
awful. And, Shu is bodybuilder, and he's done training in Korea and whatnot.
He's the nicest guy at our gym.
He's so nice, but he talks so much shit about the trainers.
You talk shit, too?
I do,
but he's a man.
But no, it's because he's so nice, it's weird coming from him. There's quite a gap. But he complains because they go to him, actually. They used to go to him all the time and even ask how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he started getting annoyed with that, didn't he?
He did, because they're not paying him. And they don't even let him use all the equipment, like, you know, in the back room.
The side, yeah.
He says it's
VIP only or
it's
something?
It's sabetsu. He says it's
it's discrimination.
Yes, there you go. He says that. Because we all pay, so why can't we use, like, you know, the rope machine?
Yeah.
Or the landmines? Because they're not even using them. And those dumbasses, I'm sorry, they bought.
Damn.
They bought.
Don't let Total Workout hear this fucking podcast.
No, they bought battle ropes that are too heavy for beginners to use. And even the trainers tried to use them. I was watching them play with them. They're too heavy for them. They're like advanced battle ropes. They're too heavy. They thought, like, I guess the most expensive is the best. That's not how, you know, you have to get lighter ones for...
Yeah, it's called progression.
Yeah. They're just like, let's just skip this shit. And
why don't we just deadlift 405? You just started.
Welcome, this is what, your second week at the gym? Oh, yeah, we're going 400. No grips, no belt.
I mean, all gyms have, you know, good points and bad points. You know, the good thing about Total Workout is that it has multiple of the same machines, right?
Yeah.
So four, what, four leg presses, four Smith machines.
So honestly, you're saying because we don't get the training, the trainers, it's a real good place.
Yeah,
because
we don't receive the crappy training.
I know, yeah, that's
yeah,
what...
I mean, I think people who don't know anything about working out, getting private lessons is great. Because they don't know how to make their own menu, they don't know what to do. It's just a waste of time to go to the gym and just mill around.
Well, people don't know. You're a gym rat. Like, how many times a week do you hit the gym?
Well, I mean...
Like, how many times do you like to hit the gym a week? Let's start with that.
If I can, every day.
See.
So, but, you know, that's not realistic. But, you know, five or six days a week.
Yeah, see, so... This is why she knows so much about all this.
Hunter's 5 to 6 times a week. I'm like a
five to six minutes.
I learned how to work out though from when I was in college in the U.S. and freshman year, I think. And my live next door was a sports science major, and then my other friend who's Icelandic, he used to be on the swim team, so he used to be really light, like a buck 50, but now he's like double that weight.
Damn, so he's me.
Well, he's double.
Rock hard muscle.
Well, yeah, he does Highland Games. So he does the boulders and the caber tosses.
So
and
basic
whatnot.
Strongman kind of stuff.
So yeah, because his older brother was doing strongman, and so he switched over to that. But they both taught me how to do like stuff properly.
So you're not just about looking good, you're actually about like functional movement kind of deals too, right?
I have to be because I'm double jointed and I have like joint problems, so I have to work out. I can't quit the gym ever.
Seriously,
if I skip too long from the gym, just sitting more than an hour, my knee really hurts. It's hard to walk, and I have like I can dislocate a rib from sleeping wrong.
God,
it gets that bad. Yeah, I did that before when I wasn't working out, and my shoulders will, you know, go forward. They'll, like, so I have to, you know, strengthen my back to keep my shoulders back.
When you sleep on your side,
you're sleeping on your shoulder, and then that causes your hip to hike up. And I have scoliosis, and it's pretty bad because my hip will get hiked up. So working out helps correct that and make it not as bad. Everyone's asymmetrical, but some people are worse than others. So I'm just a little worse off.
I feel like you've saved all this information just for the fucking podcast, because I have never heard any of this shit before.
I don't want to talk about that because it sounds like I'm sick, but I'm not like sick. It's just,
I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
I'm not. It's
a good sick. You're so sick, girl.
No,
yeah,
like,
I'm so cut up.
When I first was doing squats, just the bar, squatting, but doing box squats, my hips, the bones would pop out of the hip
sockets. So it subluxed a lot.
So, and now I can squat. It's fine. But, like, it's, you know, that's kind of dangerous. My knees used to go out, and I used to just, like, fall over, too, when I was younger. So it wouldn't hurt. It just would just...
Well, that's good that you found something that really helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think everyone has their vices and their addictions, and this is a good one, right? Like, so the gym, I think, is a good addiction.
Yeah, except if you get into bodybuilding, that can really... And you don't...
Body dysmorphia?
Well, yeah, and you can get a really unhealthy relationship with food because the dieting...
Oh, I already have unhealthy relationship with food.
Did you see the birthday pics?
Like,
that shit wasn't fake.
Yeah, it's just some people, the way bodybuilders will yo-yo, it's, like, really extreme, though, so...
Well, that's like, I've seen, like, I remember my first show, I swung, like, 40 pounds in a day, like, right after you carb up, so you just blow up.
Damn. No, that's the big thing with me right now, even though I'm at my 333 or whatever pounds or 150 something kilos right now, we don't want to just bullshit and just like cut off carbs and, you know, just not eat and starve myself and have my body shrink down, because then you'll just fluff right back up.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of extreme diets.
Just cut off your leg.
That's an instant way to lose weight, just cut off my leg.
Just drinking more like liquids that are like not calorie full.
I'll drink some Coke Zero right now.
Coke Zero is fine. I like caffeine, and it's refreshing. But like water, tea, if you have like... I have low sodium problems, so I shouldn't just drink water. I have to drink like...
electrolyte balancing things, yeah.
Like tea or something. And then I'm supposed to lick salt once in a while, according to my
doctor. Lick salt? You just get a big...
That explains why I lick the ground.
No, like, I've been... My doctor's threatened to get, like, a salt rock, like, for the cows.
do you use the Himalayan salt in the morning and all that kind of other stuff?
I should, but I don't. That's why the doctors used to yell at me all the time when I go for my physical.
So, for those of you who don't know, Hunter's got like platinum, what they call it, platinum blonde? What color?
It's
bleach blonde hair. It almost glows, and I feel bad because like any white girl I see with blonde hair, if I'm looking, I'm like, is that Hunter? And I'm like, oh no. I thought I saw. That's what I was like. I thought I saw her Friday, and it was just somebody else with bleached hair.
So Hunter,
but
what bothers you about the gym?
That's exactly what it is, because she's, you know, Japanese people love white folks,
yeah,
and especially bald.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yes.
Like if you see like guys like me and Anthony, do we cause you some grief or something? No?
You guys don't.
Well, first off, Hunter's allergic to black folks, so
she doesn't
like either of us very much.
I don't have any problem with anyone I've talked to before. If it's someone who's never talked to me and there's like a, it's not just me. Actually, that's the reason why there are girl only gyms, and there some like a lot of girls quit for this reason is because like. Guys to like stare at girls will just follow them around the gym and like not really work out. And I don't mind if people look at me if they're working out, like they're glancing. It's fine. Everyone, it's like whatever. I really don't care if the staff stares because I think they're just bored when they're just standing around. So
at least the opposite sex stares at you. It's just dudes looking at us when we're fucking in there killing it.
I mean,
you have a big dick.
Dude, what the fuck does that have to do with the gym?
I mean, if your dick was as big as that cucumber, fuck. I don't mind
girls staring, but it's like today when I went to go change, there was a girl who was purposely like she wouldn't move out of my way because she wanted to watch me dress. I could tell. And it was weird.
I've seen many pornos start that way.
Sometimes they're just curious because I wear a baggy shirt and stuff. What kind of form I have. And then especially the cheerleader girls, they're all up in my business sometimes. And they take up a lot of space. They're really cute.
They were there yesterday. Shit, I should have gone.
Yeah, they were. And they like I accidentally had my locker where their locker was. So when I went to go home, they were just all sprawled out. They just don't care. But then I can't get in.
So can we put a camera on you for that? Or just I mean, for research purposes only.
And like I don't dislike them, but like I remember a couple years ago. It was when I was doing Best Body first time. So it was like kind of around that time. And
that's a weightlifting competition,
you know,
for those
not
who don't know. Or not, but it's a.
It's like the bottom tier, like the first round you wear like not cute sportwear, like shorts and bra top, and then like if you progress, which I didn't because I did the posing wrong, and they warned us about that. You wear bikini, and I was gonna wear a sporty one because like, yeah, it was just like.
Was that the one I went to?
No, this one was the. You've never been to this one. This one's like overpriced. For real.
Yeah, here I was like, oh yeah, you know, a bikini thing and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'll go there. I'll meet a bunch of hot chicks.
There was four
women.
Only four in bikini, and I was last place.
Oh, dude, I was so mad. I was sitting there, and there was like 298 dudes, literally, and four women. I was like,
yeah, there were over 100 men. It was crazy.
Oh,
it was awful because the backstage, they didn't have a changing room. They were just changing in the hallway. They were just, yeah, they had nowhere to change. So when you stepped out, the girls had their own room because we're girls, they have to separate us. So we only had 12 girls in total changing in the changing room, in our room. But as soon as you stepped out the door, it was blue sheets like it was a murder scene. They had that up because people are putting the tanning stuff on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there can't be any stains left. And then there's just dudes.
Hey, no one uses Milano tan here?
They use Tanvana or whatever. I used, Pro-Tan.
Yeah.
But like this year, because they're really trying to milk money, you have to use their tanning company. And it's from Osaka or whatever. So they're actually coming to Fukuoka, and you have to make an appointment. And just one appointment is like over $100.
Wow.
But you need at least probably two appointments because you need coats to get dark enough. The darker the better. So, well, that's true.
The one time.
But you can't come with your own self-tan. You're not allowed to. for because they want you to spend money.
But a lot, yeah, I notice a lot of that in the bodybuilding and all the things like there's.
It's but in the U.S. it's free. You can do use whatever company you want.
But I mean, it's a lot bigger out there. Like out here, like even
they
like,
try to monopolize everything. Here.
You have to buy like certain swimsuits or certain bikinis.
Best
and stuff.
Body, you have to buy like the men and women have to buy like the Best Body brand.
Yeah, you. So it's smart, you know. So they get to like just take all that. You got to pay to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay to. You have to take classes on like how to stand, how to pose and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to buy their product. Like that's shit. That's genius.
It's money making. Yeah. Exactly. And this year, the tickets to even just go see NPC is like $50.
Yeah.
And it used to be like 30, right?
It was 30 in the U.S. It's like 10 because you just go for your friend's part and then you guys leave. You don't watch the whole day because it's in the U.S. There's so many people. It takes like 2 days actually to do it. If you don't qualify the next day, you're gone. You don't want to stick around.
All I know is when I went to watch you, what was that, like 2 years ago, it was the most awkward thing because like after the girls do all their posing and stuff, they go out into the audience.
Oh, that was awful. We did not expect that. That's
oh,
not
dude.
Normal.
So you got these girls in like their bikinis and shit.
And we're too close.
And
it's not good looking up close because we're painted orange.
And they're doing the poses and they do like the chest and they turn
like,
and turn.
Like in people's faces.
Yeah, literally they were putting like their asses in people's faces and I'm just
like,
over here giggling.
And it's so bad like, but this already the judging had been decided.
Yeah.
So I don't even understand. It was weird.
But the men do it too. They have the men go out and like they'll
like,
flex and they'll let people touch their bodies
and
stuff. It's really weird.
But like when I had to do the pose, I turned around and this mom and daughter were there and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And they just started laughing. They didn't care. They're like, it's okay. I'm like, it's not okay.
Yep. So they got these bikinis with the going straight up their ass and stuff, and then it's like, oh, mommy, what's going on?
It's so weird because like some of the guys were very uncomfortable because we were like maybe 2 feet away, and so they're just like, hi, because they don't know what else to say. It's like, how are you? Like, this is, I was a little drunk by then because you drink alcohol to help like get your muscles full. You like
supercompensation.
Yeah, people have wine or they'll have like a.
It's a vasodilator, so
it
causes a pump.
Yeah. Oh, just wait
and
until we talk about what happened after that.
But you know, it was nice. I met a lot of people who have like the same interests, like want to be trainers. That's the reason why you do this is to get out there to like for clout because
it's a networking.
Yeah, it's a networking thing because certification. There's all kinds of certification, but it's just like a paper, and people don't know what that means. But if they see you've done competitions and you've been able to get to this certain shape, people think like, oh, if I am trained by this person, I can do it too.
There's a few of the girls at the gym who like travel around Japan doing that.
Yes,
they look really different too. Fucking hot.
Oh yeah, some of them. I mean, they're really cool. Like, yeah, they're doing really well and stuff. But some of them have only been doing it for like a year or two, and but bikini is like the lowest. You don't have to have a lot of muscle. Actually, if you have too much, you're kind of looks like you're in the wrong class.
Yeah.
So. Like you can't have. You're not supposed to have abs. Like you're not supposed to have like six pack. And you're not supposed to have like quads. Like you're not really supposed to have developed quads. Or your shoulders. You can have muscle on your shoulders, but they can't be too big, because you'll look like you're for figure. Figure is more like a martini glass shape, and then bikini is more like a 8 shape. Like,
all I know is I'm not gonna go to one of those again until I know the ratio. Cause
it's
seeing
always,
a whole bunch of dudes.
Sorry. Actually, this year though, there are more girls this year.
Yeah, well, more than 4 is not very fucking hard.
100% more.
I know. Like there's 8 girls. That was like a 3-hour event, and it was like, you know. 20 minutes in, they were done with the women.
I'm going to go see it this year because I know people who will be in it, and I want to see what the posing's like, and ask the actual judges there about the posing because they're not actually posing right. They're posing like they do for NABBA or for Summer Style, which is not.
It sounds like to me they're still making it up, though, as they're still trying to feel out what they want for their own criteria, right?
Well,
so, like, if they don't have a clear set criteria, then as a competitor, you're at a disadvantage because you don't know what you're.
I heard it's really corrupt too. Like, don't
I mean,
people who
it,
donate
well,
and stuff?
Everywhere.
And
it's a subjective sport, right? So, like, you know, even in the world of bodybuilding, right? There's like whoever sponsors the shows is going to have a lot of say.
Yeah.
Judges tend to lean.
But if you sponsor the show and then join your competition, that seems kind of like, ooh, I won, but
yeah,
did you?
It's just politics, plus politics and everything.
But, you know, like, my posing was awful, so I didn't really feel bad about my my placing fourth, you know. It was my first time. But it was so funny, at the end, everyone was like, I thought you had the best body and everything. They said that, which made me feel like I won.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like fine with that. I was like, cool. Okay.
Hey, you came in a good condition. You look great. So it was good.
Oh, no, shit. You should try hanging out with her, man. She's always like watching people. If people take pictures of her, like secret pictures, she'll go up and take their phone or their camera and delete it.
Yeah,
and she's like,
what?
She's like, if you do it again, I'm going to tell the police. She's like, this is... Remember when we went to the beach
happened?
Oh,
the beach, yeah.
There was like six tourists over there.
Oh my God, security guard, like, apologized.
He apologized to me.
To you, like, because they thought he was my husband. He didn't apologize to me. He's like, oh, sorry for the
trouble.
You don't
deserve the apology. I did all the hard work of sitting there.
You lay there. You're like, I don't care.
What are you talking about? I'm always there for when the fight's about to happen.
But, like, Momochi is, like... is notorious for that. There's
for,
a lot of
the creeps.
Yeah, there's like creeps who just come by with their huge cameras and they're wearing normal clothes.
Oh damn, you caught me.
But it's also funny because like we'll go to parties and stuff, and like when like the birthday party that Carl's at, she loves the attention. She'll be like, she's like, as long as they ask, I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
and
like,
so
if
like
you ask, and especially if you want a picture with me, that's cool. But just taking a picture without permission, I'm not a zoo animal.
You want to know what's going to happen. If you hang out with Hunter and you start talking about fitness, the conversation will go to, yeah, go ahead, squeeze my ass. It's okay.
I
work out. She does that shit.
Exactly.
She does it all the time.
Yeah.
We'll walk her.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you see Hunter,
it's
talking about fitness and you get to
do
it. As long as you ask her, she's cool with it.
Yeah.
If you try and do it, you know.
What about these creeps at the gym? Like, what is this? I hear about this old man who bothers you. What's that about?
The booger bandit? The booger bandit?
Oh, he doesn't actually, he doesn't really bother me. Except for the booger part, like picking his nose.
Except
but,
for the booger part.
But no, like he'll kind of follow me around and watch me work out. But he actually works out, and I think he's just he watches everyone, and it doesn't. I don't know. I don't mind him so much. But like I was one time recently, I was doing squats, and there are mirrors in front of us, so you can see people behind you. And he was sitting at one of the bench press stations, barbell bench press stations, and he kept taking long breaks, but he kept picking his nose very blatantly. And I was just looking at him, like, and you could see I was looking at him, and he still did it. I guess he's so used to doing it, he doesn't even realize he's doing it.
Or it just makes it feel that much better. It's like, I know it's wrong, but...
I don't know. It's weird.
Look
like,
into my soul.
And then he went and, like, put his hands on the barbell, because he's doing bench.
Shit.
So, like, you guys, I don't do bench, so I don't care.
He's just like, I don't do bench.
I don't do bench. And I just, like, I just know, it just reminds me, don't touch my face when I'm at the gym, because gyms are really dirty. And one big thing about most Japanese gyms is they use these rags that they will change out once in a while. But if you use it once to wipe down a machine, it has bacteria on it. But you're reusing the same rag.
You're just spreading bacteria
all
over.
So you're spreading everyone's germs all over.
So when E. coli comes through, we all going to get it, or Ebola, whatever.
More so than like the germs in his nose, because like that's not really a big deal. What he's putting, he has his hands on all this really disgusting gym stuff, and he puts
it
up his nose. He's going to get like MRSA. He's going to get like flesh-eating virus or something like that.
Damn.
So like, what do you think of total workout's price or gym prices in Japan?
Total workout actually for price...
The regular price is 106, like around 106
bucks starting, right?
Well, like 110 at the most.
But that's not, gold isn't any different. Gold's 120, and gold's is like not, it's small, and like there are a lot of machines that's cool, but they have all these weird rules about, like, for example, if you use the power rack station, you have to use those 2.5 kilogram clips. You can't use the normal clips.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, like they told me, even if I do lightweight, and they're like, it's a rule. Like, really? Like, this is a weird number to add on, like, 5 kilograms. I don't want to add on 5 kilograms to, like, with the plates, because...
That's a lot of weight, though.
Hey, I like go like, total just because of our bathtub, you know? I ain't gonna lie. I get a bathtub, I'm happy.
I like the sauna, but the sauna is gone.
Yeah,
so.
I used to really like the sauna, too.
Sauna was awesome. And the cold tub, man.
Mm-hmm, because sauna and cold tub are a really nice combination.
But they have to compete with all these little pop-up, you know, the Joy Fitness and the 24-hour fitness and
Anytime
shit.
Anytime and stuff like
Anytime.
That.
Anytime, yeah, that's what they call it. But, I don't know. You seem to get a lot of attention in there, and then you hate it, and then you love it.
No, I don't.
Unless it's, you know, she likes the young men, you
no,
know.
It's
She's
true.
Like, if they're, like, over 25, she doesn't want anything to do
yeah.
with them.
Our actual friend, our mutual friend at the gym who will remain nameless, he, one time we were working out, and then we're just, like, I was clipping in my belt because, you know, like sometimes I have to use my belt. And he's like, you know what? You know why you guys don't get any results? You guys talk too much. You guys talk too much shop. And I just looked I just looked at Anthony and went,
we talk too much shop. That was the inside joke. What you don't know is that when Carl and I go to the gym, we don't say much. Hunter, do you talk a lot at the gym?
Too much.
Yes, she did. That was a trap question, and that's why I asked it.
Usually, I go by myself, so I don't.
So she could talk
guys.
To everybody there.
No, I work out by myself. Like today, I didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah, well, you're a social person, though, so that's a good thing.
We're grumpy.
But no, like if I've gone to commercial mogul gym, and because I had a visitor pass, I like was there for 7 hours, and I worked out for 5 hours.
See,
wait, did you just say you were there for
seven hours?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing was, is I went all the way there, right?
Yeah.
I took the train there and the bus.
Yeah.
And then I paid extra to, like, just use that gym because I'm not a member of that gym. If you're a member of Gold's Gym, you have a discount visitor pass. It's only 1,000 yen, but you still have to pay 1,000 yen.
Yeah.
Because if you want to use any gold, it's, like, 200-something for a year. It's ridiculous. And it only makes sense if you live in Tokyo because they're all close.
Yeah.
And there are many of them, but, like, I was a member of the Tenjin one, and it was really stupid because I was in the ladies' plan, which turns out, you know, the regular visitor is 2,800 yen, right?
About
the,
30 bucks.
But the ladies' plan, right, was twice a week. Ladies' plan, right? And it ended up being like 60 a month. So I mean.
My brain hurts just thinking about
it. So it's like a little bit like about twice as much.
Yeah, it's more expensive to go on that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean,
well, you're at three different gyms, right?
No,
you go to
I quit Gold's
a
while ago, and they're actually moving. The Tenjin one is moving. I think moving to Nagasu.
Are you serious?
Oh shit! They're gonna go right next to Total.
Not
there's
next
dickweeds.
To Total, but they're moving that way. I'd go for a visitor once in a while when they have a deal. Sometimes they have like you can get like a free visitor pass and you can have up to three people can go on it, and that's nice. Or there's like a 500 yen one. Sometimes they have specials because I'm not going to join for a while. If anything, I want to join anytime because there's one close to the station where I live.
Yeah, I think for convenience, nothing beats anytime.
In the morning, I want to run.
But it's so lame.
It's small.
I hate it.
Party pooper. I hate everything. I hate chocolate.
But no, like...
we've been spoiled at Total, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. It's
limited.
It's a need. Like, if Total opened its hours to, like, maybe 6...
In the morning,
I would be really
yeah.
happy, like...
Because I'd like to get in a little
like
bit.
Like 6 to midnight or something? That'd be...
Even just 6 to 11 or 6 to 9
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Oh, no. I wish they would do some stuff like that. Just a little early, you know, get some stuff before you do all your...
A lot of people aren't interested in working out in the morning before work, though. That's why they don't have it.
Yeah.
But,
Well, these people that go to Total, I mean, like, they know their demographic. So demographic is people who have money, who don't even need to work. So there's people, like, whenever I don't have work and I go in there in the afternoon... It's all people like who don't work and they just come in whenever they can. Whenever they want.
They're just like, I'm hanging out.
They have a lot of classes too. Like today they had hula, Pilates. They're teaching the kids soccer, and they have like dance classes. They have a trampoline,
Zumba,
aerobic class. They have like a ballet class.
So there's a lot of shit going on. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Total's a good place.
They have a kickboxing club or something too.
Yeah.
Like the boxers.
What I like about Total is they have weights. Like sometimes
yeah.
I go into Anytime Fitness and if I'm there, no one likes it because I take all the weights.
Yeah, I remember when we when I was talking about going to Konami and you're like, oh no, it's too light for you there.
Yeah.
Their dumbbells went up to like 60 pounds.
Yeah, no.
But for like the longest time in Total, me and you were the only ones that used the 125 pounders.
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, I called my cousin to tell him, you know, I hadn't talked to my cousin in, you know, years. And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I had surgery. He's like, what happened? I was like, oh, I was benching 315 pounds, you know, like 140 kilos or whatever, and tore my muscle. And he's like, don't be fucking lying. I mean, you ain't listening to no 300. And I was like, no, I swear to God. And it was just like, fuck, I felt like a little kid again. My cousin was giving me shit. He's like, don't be fucking lying. He's like, why the fuck you lying?
Yeah, but it's hard, though, because, like, you know, we want to lift heavy, but...
But there are no safeties on the bench.
Yeah, there are no safety racks
there. And there, a lot of the staff, they don't work out themselves. So, like, especially the girls, their arms are really thin. They can't even lift the bar up normally. They have to do one side at a time. to like lift up the setting.
Yeah.
So if someone drops it, they're dead, basically, if they drop the weight.
Yeah, so no one goes heavier than 135.
Yeah. And like one time my guy friend came and he had to have like two staff guys spot him.
How young was he?
He's a year younger than me.
Mm,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's
she's trying to pretend, but
that
oh, the, oh.
Yeah, this is like years ago, but yeah. Yeah, we don't,
Sadly, there's a lot of stuff we're not going to be able to get into today, but we might have to have her on
like
next
another time. Yeah, we'll talk about another time.
But what is this? She drinks and she becomes this. Other
so yes, but, so, but yes, we're moving on to the legend of Drunky Brewster.
Who is Drunky Brewster?
So
who is this Drunky Brewster?
So let's put a little backstory on there. Like we said, we met at your birthday what like 4 years ago, 5 years. It was a while ago. Remember when we went into the Mongolian place?
Yeah.
And so Hunter showed up there, and then somehow everyone was grabbing her ass. And then she was like, I want to go dancing. And me, her, and that girl.
And we had kind of like, what was it, like Mongolian vodka?
Yeah.
It was really strong.
It was strong.
It burned.
Yeah. You got to sing the song.
And their son, who was in high school, he was really tall. I'm like, you're basketball.
See,
like,
I told
you
she likes
the
young guys.
No, but it was so funny because he was surprised that I could guess he was a basketball player.
You're
like,
tall.
Are you stupid? Like, you're 200-something centimeters tall. Like, yeah, what other sport are you going to do? Like, baseball? Like, no.
So, anyway, we're out. We went out clubbing. And there was this third girl. So, me, Hunter, and this third girl
she was at
the party,
yes.
too.
Yes. And so we actually went with another guy. We went, where did we go?
No, we didn't. There was just the three of us that went. Remember? Because we went.
Big John was there too.
He was there, but he didn't come out with us.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, we went to like a bar or something.
We went to Mist.
Yeah, we went there. He had some cigarettes.
They have t-shirts there for some reason. But it's like a bar.
Yeah, after that we went out clubbing.
Yeah, we went to, which is, it doesn't exist anymore, it's Mills.
That's gone. Yeah, I'm sad. That was like a real nice place. But either way, we're there, and the girl was filling me, and Hunter was like wingmaning for me. I'm like, oh shit! And then the girl's like, we should go, and I'm like, oh crap!
Yeah, she got a little jealous.
And so I was like, Hunter, is it cool if we leave you?
Okay, bye.
So she was fine. So I left Hunter at the club by herself. She had like 80 men hanging on her.
No, I ran into some of the two of the guys I know who work at
Masa or whatever.
No, some guy who works at the kebab. He used to work at the kebab place. I don't think he does anymore.
That was Masa or whatever. He used to go to our gym. Remember? Well, the real handsome guy used to be in Abercrombie. Yeah.
DJ Asshole? No, that's his name. DJ Anus.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, the dude's nickname was DJ Anus.
Oh, my God. I don't. See, we don't know if he's still. Either way, this was like the beginning of me and Hunter's friendship. So I was like, fuck, I got a wingman.
Yeah.
So from there on, anytime I went out clubbing and stuff, Hunter would be like, yeah, let's go. I'll be your wingman, blah, 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 blah. And the first couple of times she tried, she'd meet women and she'd introduce me. Bam, I'd get phone numbers and shit. But nothing ever came from it. And then it became, I was her security. She'd be like, let's go out drinking and partying. And so we walk into a club, and in Japan, if you're walking next to any woman, they think you're dating her. So I walk in and all the women think I'm fucking with Hunter. But men are fucking just scummy as shit.
Okay,
they'll be like, they'll walk up and they're like, oh, your boyfriend's so big. And she's like, he's not my boyfriend. And blah, blah, blah. And this motherfucker then goes off with the dudes and I'm left by myself. And she's like, why don't we hang out anymore?
Because
every time I go out with you, you go holler at the dudes and then I'm left trying to fucking tell women that you're not my girl. Right? So this shit happens all the time. Well, after her bodybuilding thing, we went out. She got fucking shit-faced. She was whooping. She was like punching me in the chest in the club. And she's like, why aren't you fucking drinking? Don't be fucking stupid. And then she just left and went to another club. So we were at FUBAR. And then you left and went to Cats with the young kid. Remember? The young black dude with the afro? You guys both
went. Oh, bless his little heart. I don't know what happened to him. Oh, he went back to.
So we had been out. I had been out all day. Yeah, I think he went back home.
Oh, I went with him and I got into VIP.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And the guy actually ended up being interested in boys. And like, it was so weird because because I was with two kids that,
see, young
cats. No. I was trying to get them in, like, I knew I was going to be asked to VIP. So I was like, oh, I only go with my two guy friends can go with me. And he's like, that's fine. And there's these other young kids. And this older guy was the one paying for VIP. He was just buying sparkling. And I was like, are you sure this is okay? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. But he wasn't really drinking. So I was trying to talk to him. And I was like, what's your hobby? And he's like, having lots of sex. And I'm like, okay. But it was weird because he wasn't trying to hit on me at all. He was like kind of trying to touch the boys' thighs. And I was
he didn't specify who he liked having sex.
Yeah, but he said he was married and had kids. So it was
that's
weird.
That's a beard.
Yeah,
bro.
I guess so. So either I was like, way. Okay. But then he just got tired of it and he skedaddled.
Oh.
And then, like, we just had the alcohol left over. So
the alcohol and the young boys.
No. She got shit-faced there, and I was at the other club, and she had her stuff in my locker. So I got my stuff out the locker. I went to the club, and the bouncers at that club were making fun of me. They're like, oh, is she your girl? I was like, no, she's not my... They're like, she's your girlfriend. And they knew me, so they let me... They let me go in and look for her, and I couldn't find her because she was in VIP. So she came outside, fucking shit face. She's punching me again, and they were laughing at me and shit. Well, either way, I give her shit, and I go home. And I'm starting to walk. I walk for like a mile or so, and then she calls me back. She's like, Anthony, I need help. I'm drunk. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, well, all right, just walk over to Apple Store. Like, walk the mile I've already went. And she's like, I can't walk. I need help. And I'm like, motherfucker.
I was really drunk.
I went all the way back there, and guess who? All the securities out there laughing at my sorry ass. Not your girlfriend.
I'd be laughing too, bitch.
So I take my wingman, who has now been demoted to Drunky Brewster, to my house.
Yeah.
She proceeds to take...
No, wait. I threw up in the taxi.
Yeah. Oh, like, she was hitting the taxi window.
Because the taxi driver was taking the long way. And so I started clawing at the window because I was like, I'm going to throw up.
She was hitting it.
And he thought I was saying that because we started complaining about going the wrong way, right? And because it's been like, it was 2 months since I had drank anything. And I had been like,
I
was like 10% body fat. I hadn't eaten properly because we went to a pancake place that didn't have any like.
And we went to karaoke that day before too.
And they made our drinks really strong, right?
Yeah.
And then in VIP, I had sparkling, which messed me up because I mixed stuff. So I was
She was fucked up. That's the long and the short of it is she got fucked up.
I threw up so much.
And she threw up in my shower.
Exorcist throw up? Like.
No, in the taxi, I had a plastic bag, so I was throwing up in that. And you're supposed to dispose of that properly. The taxi driver just threw out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, it got worse. So I'm like, I wanted to take, you know, we had to take a shower. So I figured get her in and get her tucked in so that she doesn't die. She was in my fucking shower for 45 minutes. She was like laying down. And I was like, I didn't want to open the door. So I kept just having to wake her up. I'm like, Hunter, please get up.
And somehow I got the shower like nozzle underneath the tub.
Oh, I had to unlock it. I had to wash my shower before I took my shower. And then she fell asleep just with a towel on her. So I put the shirt over her head and I'm like, I'm just going to leave her.
So I woke up with like a t-shirt on.
I was like, I don't want no white woman to say I raped her or nothing.
Yeah, I woke up. It was like, I wasn't hungover though because I had thrown up.
Oh,
so
you
much.
Wouldn't shut the fuck up the next day? I had got no sleep because I thought you were going to die.
Yeah, he's so sick.
And then so I was like, I was waking up and stuff. And so when I finally got up, I had no sleep. And she's like, yeah, I feel so good today. Hey, you want to go get something to eat? Blah, blah. I'm like, it's Sunday. This is my day to stay in. But yeah, do you want to get something to eat? I'll take you. I was like, motherfucker. I was like, I just want to stay home.
Imagine how drunk you
were. Oh, man. Ever since then, she has been the worst wingman ever.
My abs look so nice.
Every time.
I like how she finds the silver line.
Yeah, my abs.
My abs
look
good. I've thrown up so much. It was like, I had no water in me.
I have almost gotten into fights with this woman. I get mad because she brags about like all the nice guys who help her out. She's like, oh, this guy at CC Cafe, he once told somebody that I was his girlfriend, so they'd stop hitting him
up.
From
my point of view, the person is nice because they've helped me
watch. Oh, I'm not saying he's not nice.
And then he's like, no, fuck that guy because that guy like cock blocked me. Guys do that.
Yeah.
No. Time out. First off, let's get the information straight. I didn't know who the fuck you were talking about. I was mad because she never brags about me. She slapped the shit out of
Hey,
God damn it, it's my turn.
In front of you, but I praised
Bullshit.
You a lot of
people. No, she knocked the shit out of a rugby player. He grabbed her ass. She was drunk. She slapped him in the face, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I picked her up, put her behind me, stood in between her and the rugby dude.
It's Coca-Cola team,
yeah.
Just so you know.
And
the Coca-Cola team.
And she never tells nobody that story. I have to toot my own horn.
Usually it's the foreign rugby guys that are bad.
Hey, the thing isn't the rugby guys. It's me. You talk about douchey European douche guy.
Yeah.
Don't you give me that stuff. I was your homie. You drunk man, motherfucker. We, oh, don't give me that shit. We, oh, fuck. We're at 50 minutes. I guess we got to cut this one off. We have to come back, but fucking the Halloween bullshit. Oh,
we'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll do a part two. We got to do a part two of this one.
I'm so right? goddamn mad. Either way, just know
this
I am a
just bickering. It's
all good.
It's not bickering. It's the fucking truth. I do all this shit. Hey,
thank you, Hunter.
He holds grudges, though.
Oh, yes. He does hold grudges.
Like, one, like, I'm sorry, but, like, guys, when they're out clubbing, especially if they're not your pals, like, I've noticed guys on guys, even guys who are supposed to be friends, they will throw each other under the bus just to hopefully get a girl's number or, like, hook up with a girl. It's like, it's supposed to be bros before hoes, but...
Well, he wasn't... No, he gets to do what he wants. The guy we're talking about was not my bro, but when he does shit like that, I don't want to hang out with him. You get that right? So when you're like, hey, let's go to the bar he works at, fuck that, because that just makes me want to fight a motherfucker.
Who are you talking about?
The douchebag, the fucking French dude who worked at CC, that's what I'm talking about. The cock blocker. That's
he doesn't just, work at...
I'm saying when he did, because he used
never
to...
Invite, did.
Well, he used to be there all the fucking
as a
time.
A customer sometimes.
So, you don't want to be around nobody you want to fight, do you? Unless you're going to fight.
On that note, we're going to have to do a part two.
Either way, thanks for listening today. Thanks for coming, Hunter. A.K.A.
Bye-bye.
Drunky Brewster.
Bye.
We'll catch you all on the flip side. Peace.